T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A teenager from the northern suburbs will face a judge this morning in a process that will determine whether he'll be returned to Kenosha to face charges of murdering two protesters last month. More on the story this morning from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
By now, you likely have seen video of Kyle Rittenhouse being chased down in Kenosha after he allegedly shot and killed 36-year-old Joseph Rosenbaum with an AR-15, and then, after falling, allegedly shot and killed 26-year-old Anthony Huber, who was armed with a skateboard. The 17-year-old is from Antioch, which is where he was arrested. Now he's going through the extradition process as prosecutors seek to have him returned to Wisconsin to face charges of murder and of wounding a third protester. One of his lawyers has said Rittenhouse fired the semi-automatic long gun in self-defense. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The rush to return to school isn't letting up.
Northwest Suburban High School District 214 is the latest school district to announce that we'll start bringing students back to the classroom. In a letter to parents, District Superintendent David Schuler says students will return to partial in-person learning the week of October 12th. It'll be a rotational schedule in the early going, with a third of students attending class in person at a time. Families can decide if they want their student to continue remote learning or take part in in-person instruction on assigned days. Meanwhile, Arlington Heights District 25 announced a hybrid learning plan to start in the middle of next month. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Counterculture clothing store The Alley in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood is moving and shifting focus to a largely online business model.
Hey, it's the boss. Guess what? We're moving.
The boss, the owner of The Alley, Mark Thomas, made the announcement in a video posted on social media.
We've done pretty good over here. We've actually done well after COVID. But the future is the internet.
The new location on the 2600 block of West Fletcher is expected to be open early next month.
The building over on Fletcher has got 120 of our music and art tenants. It's where we do all our manufacturing and all our website. It's time to go.
The Alley has been in business for more than 40 years. Fans will have a last chance to visit the Lakeview location on Saturday. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Severe cuts in transit service could be on the horizon if Congress doesn't approve additional COVID relief funding to the CTA and Metra. CTA President Dorval Carter and RTA Authority Chairman Kirk Dillard tell Crane Chicago Business very difficult times are in the future if federal lawmakers don't renew all or part of the emergency aid that was provided earlier in the pandemic.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.